From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Greece is offering a last-minute reform proposal. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras briefed the Greek president in Athens late Wednesday after telling the European Parliament earlier he would offer up new proposals that involve immediate tax and pension reforms and a three-year bailout plan ahead of a Sunday deadline. Mr. Tsipras told reporters the proposal was given to the European Stability Mechanism that assures his country sufficient funding and debt relief and an end to the current fiscal crisis. He says he believes the Greek people who voted no in a referendum to more austerity will back his plan. The prime minister is faced with a final deadline to reach a bailout term, with its international creditors to prepare for an exit from the 19-nation eurozone. An emergency European summit is scheduled for Sunday. South Sudan's rebel leader Riek Machar says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. Machar spoke to reporters Wednesday in Nairobi as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new three-year mandate.
The SPLM appeals to President Salva Kiir to resign from office, dissolve his entire government. It is now an established rule internationally and regionally that any group of people who assume state power unconstitutionally should not be recognized.
He says, should President Kiir remain adamant and refuse to hand over power to the people, quote, the citizens have every right to rise up and overthrow his regime. South Sudan has endured a year and a half of civil war between the rival forces, despite months of talks in Addis Ababa and several ceasefires. Meanwhile, the UN peacekeeping chief urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan and blacklist its rival leaders. This is VOA News. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange was suspended for nearly 4 hours Wednesday as a result of what was described as internal technical reasons. Top U.S. law enforcement and security officials said they didn't see a link between the outages at the New York Stock Exchange and the temporary grounding of United Airlines flights and the malfunction of the Wall Street Journal website. Cyber espionage was not immediately suspected. Jay Johnson is Homeland Security Department Secretary.
It appears, from what we know at this stage, that the malfunctions at United and the Stock Exchange were not the result of any nefarious actor. We know less about the Wall Street Journal at this point, except that their system is back up again, as is the United Airlines system.
Other U.S. financial exchanges were unaffected. Market analysts said concerns over China's economy and the Greek debt crisis weighed on many investors and brought markets lower in trading Wednesday. Russia Wednesday vetoed a draft U.N. Security Council resolution condemning the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica during the Bosnian War as an act of genocide. The vote was 10-1 with 4 abstentions. Moscow insists the resolution that marked the 20th anniversary of the massacre was divisive. Peter Wilson is the United Kingdom's UN ambassador.
The United Kingdom is outraged that Russia has vetoed this resolution today. Russia's action tarnishes the memory of all those who died in the Srebrenica genocide. Russia will have to justify its decision to the families of over 8,000 people murdered in the worst atrocity in Europe since the Second World War.
Two international courts have called the Bosnian Serb slaughter of thousands of Muslim men and boys at a UN enclave genocide. Algeria's President Abdelaziz Bouteflika ordered emergency measures in central Gardeia province Wednesday, where ethnic violence between Arabs and Berbers killed more than 20 this week. He's ordered the regional military commander to take charge of all security services and local police to restore order. The UN Refugee Agency said Thursday that 4 million Syrians are now war refugees, an increase of 1 million in the past 10 months. Syria's neighbors have taken the bulk of the refugees. Turkey is hosting nearly 2 million. The UN says more than 7.5 million Syrians are internally displaced. Chinese stocks fluctuated wildly Thursday but ended up with big gains after Beijing announced a series of new measures to calm a three-week slide. The benchmark Shanghai closed up nearly 6% after more than 3 weeks of sharp losses. Chinese regulators have barred large shareholders from selling stock for the next 6 months. Scientists writing in the medical journal Lancet say an inexpensive oral vaccine has provided what's called significant protection against cholera in trials in Bangladesh. More than 1 billion people worldwide are estimated to be at risk of cholera in more than 50 countries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.